Hi, this is Madeline Vallon from New Perspectives, leading edge coaching for extraordinary people. You know that 93% of people walking into a doctor's surgery or asking for help from a doctor has got stress-related diseases or illnesses? Now think about that, that's a huge number. And what we learn from that is that stress is really the underlying cause for a lot of issues that we are dealing with today, such as high blood pressure, low libido, depression, anxiety, pain. The list goes on. Like, what happens to our body when we are in stress? Well, the body is actually in constant fight or flight mode. And don't get me wrong, the fight or flight response in our body is extremely valuable. If you're walking down an alleyway in the dark and you are faced by a thief or a murderer that's wanting to take your money or take your life, we need that fight or flight response to kick in so that we can flee or fight from that danger. The problem is when that threat becomes, or that enemy becomes, your boss, or your workload, or your to-do list. See, those type of threats, they never seem to disappear from your life. And that's when the problem happens. What happens then is that our body never really gets into a relaxed, calm state, but it's constantly in a little bit of a fight or flight state. So it's said now that women and men have got just as much heart attacks nowadays. Now, I'm all for equality, but I think it's downright the right time that we start looking at how to deal with this issue and start to help both men and women to tackle this stress before it takes over our lives and it takes more lives. So what do we do? Well, the best thing we can do is to create new routines in our life. Create new routines that helps our body to get back into a relaxed state, or what we call the relaxation response. Allowing that to kick in is when we are allowing our body to get back into a relaxed, calm, balanced state. How do we do that? Well, if I was going to tell you that I need you to sit down 20 minutes every day to meditate for it to be able to work for you, I know that probably 9 out of 10 of you is not going to do that, because the fact is we've all got lives and we're all busy. But there are really simple things that we can do that we can start implementing every single day into our lives. And I'm going to teach you a really good tool right here and now. So this is not about taking 20 minutes out of your day. This is about taking 5 minutes, because I would rather have you doing 5 minutes every day than doing 20 minutes every week or every second week. It's more beneficial for you to do something daily, even if in small doses, because you see what happens is that when you start doing that, you will start to reap the benefits and then you'll want to do it more. So I'm talking about 5 minutes a day, and the simplest thing we can do is to focus on appreciation. Sounds simple? Well, it is simple, but it's really effective. So studies now show that by focusing on appreciation, notice that I'm saying appreciation and not gratitude. For me, gratitude is basically saying, thank goodness I've got this and I haven't got that. Appreciation for me is being in the present moment, looking at what is, and allowing yourself to feel what's good right now, because there's always something to appreciate in this present moment right now. We can create anything we want with our mind. And you got to remember, in your mind doesn't know if it's a physical reality or if it's just in your mind. It's all the same. So we can create that appreciation by just allowing yourself to be in that moment. And I want to do that with you now, and I want to give you a tool right now that you can use and that you can use every single day, and hopefully you will very quickly and rapidly start feeling the change. So allow yourself to sit down somewhere comfortable, switch off your mobile phones, or even, I know you're listening to me, so you can't do that, but switch off any notifications if you can. And just allow yourself to sit in a chair or sit on the floor and just drop into your body. And it's absolutely fine if you're allowing your eyes to close right now. And if you're not comfortable with closing your eyes, just lower your gaze a little bit and just really drop into your body right now. Drop into here and now. And if your mind wanders, that's okay. Just gently bring it back into you, into now, right here. And just focus your attention on your breath. Now, I don't want you to control that breath. I just want you to notice it going in and out of your lungs naturally. That beautiful breath of yours. That breath carrying oxygen into your lungs, into every single cell of your body. Every second of every day. It's your breath of life. Without that breath, we wouldn't be able to be here right now. Just allow to feel the appreciation for that breath. And then I want you to just put your attention on your chest, in your heart center, right where your heart is. And you can put your hand there. Or you can just keep your hands in your lap. And I want you to breathe through that heart center. No way, no need to control it. Just breathe through that heart center. Allow your breath to go in and out of your lungs naturally and just breathe through that center. Just keep that focus on that heart center. And then I want you to think about something that you're really grateful for, really appreciate. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. Maybe it is that breath of life. Just feeling the appreciation of that. Maybe if you've got children, it's just visualizing looking into your children's eyes. Just feeling the appreciation of that. Or maybe it's just the sun on your face, the sun on your skin. Just feeling that appreciation for that. Keep breathing through that appreciation, through your heart center. And just slowly allow that appreciation to start spreading through your body now. All the way down your arms. All the way out your fingertips. Allow it to travel. Travel down into your belly, down your hips, all the way down your legs, right to the tips of your toes. And from your chest all the way up your neck, the back of your head, and into your face. Allowing it to spread into every single cell of your body. And you can stay here for as long as you want when you do this exercise at your own pace in your home. Right now, I want you to put your attention back into your breath, back into your chest, and take in a few deeper breaths. And allowing those breaths to nourish you, to bring you into the present moment, to bring you into the here and now, making you feel vibrant and alive. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. And just pay attention to how you're feeling right now. Feel if you feel any different. And just enjoy. And this is an exercise that you can do every single day. In fact, I would like to give you a challenge to do this exercise every day for the next 2 weeks. And pay attention to what happens to yourself, to things around you. And even follow it with a journal if you'd like to make it a bit more extra challenging and fun. I hope you've really enjoyed this exercise, and I hope it serves you in your life, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. This is Madeline Vallon from New Perspectives, Leading Edge Coaching for Extraordinary People, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.